things that the devil cannot do to you.
Amen.
There are some things that he can do, and there are some things that he can't do, and most of the time he can't do anything to you unless you let him.
That's right.
Let's look at scripture here. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The word tells us we're to be alert to the things of Satan. Every day he tries to snare us into losing our relationship with Jesus. And he's out running around trying to devour us. Now, try something at home. If you want to try it here, go ahead. Try to roar and swallow at the same time. You can't do it. It's an impossibility. And that's what it says about the devil. He's seeking as a roaring lion. If he's roaring, he can't eat us. If he's roaring, he can't touch us. Psalm 34:7, "The angel of the Lord campeth round about them that fear him and delivers them." Satan can't touch you or me without God's permission.
Amen.
He can try, he can do everything that he wants to do, but without God's permission, he cannot touch us. Why? Because the Lord camps around about his children. He camps around, he puts a hedge of protection about us.
Yes.
Satan cannot bring charges against you and make them stand. We say, well, what about all? Well, Romans 8:33. "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is the Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, even is at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us." Satan can try all he wants, but he can't condemn us. If we are God's elect, we are standing before God. Even though I was wrong in the past, I'm under the blood of Christ. I am a new creature. I have the covering of God's blood upon me. And when God looks down, he sees the love of Christ. He sees Christ in me. So therefore, the devil can't do anything. He can bring charges. He can try, but he can't make them stand. Why? Because God sees me as Christ sees me. The devil can't stop our prayers. Daniel 10:12-14. "Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. And I now come to make thee understand that shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days." He can't stop our prayers.
Amen.
That's one reason why we pray in the Holy Ghost. We pray in tongues, because the devil don't understand.
Amen.
He doesn't understand what we're praying, but God does, but the devil doesn't. And he may try to interrupt us. You know, the best way to fall asleep is pray. Because the devil don't want you praying. The devil can't stop our prayers no matter how hard he tries. And he can try, and he can try, and he can try. God knows that Satan has a plan for you. Luke 23:10, the Lord said, "Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee," meaning Jesus, "that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren."
Amen.
How can we not do the things of God if the God himself is praying for us?
Right.
If we want to open up them cans of spinach, God is praying for us, and he opens them up and he says, "Here, have some."
Amen. Amen.
Have some. Why? Because he wants us to be victorious.
Yeah.
And no matter what we do, he wants us to be able to hang in there no matter what we're going through. Times are getting tough. And they're going to get tougher.
Amen.
But God is with us. And if he's for us, who can stand against us?
Right.
We have the Lord on our side. If we have him on our side, praise God, we are victorious. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will make the temptation also a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. God has a desire for you and I to do the job that He has called us to do. He doesn't send us anywhere to do anything that He is not equipping us to do.
Right.
There are times we have to say, Lord, I can't do this. And He says, well, yes, you can. Listen to me.
Amen.
We need to listen when God speaks. We don't know how to do something. He says, ask, and I will show you. So we need to understand that He wants us to be victorious in whatever we set our foot to do. Whether it's singing, whether it's music, whether it's preaching, whether it's witnessing, whatever, God wants us to be victorious. Job 1:1, Brother Edmonds was talking about Job. He says, but put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And in this Job sin not and charge God not foolishly. You understand that Satan cannot make you turn against God. Satan can't make you turn against him. He can try to tempt you, he can try to test you, he can try to do all kinds of things to you, but he cannot make you turn against God.
That's right.
As many times as you feel like giving up, God is saying, hang in there. Tie another knot in the end of the rope and hang on.
Amen.
Because why? He gives us that strength. None of his devices can conquer us. Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. To stand. We need to stand against what he's got. You see, we are somebody in Christ. We are conquerors. We have the ability to do everything that's written in the book for us to do.
Yes.
When we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. If we believe. If we believe, and that's the key.
Amen.
We need to believe. We need to believe that we are somebody in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Even though we may not be the greatest in the world, but we are somebody in God's eyes. And God will send down His power if we ask.
That's right.
John 8:35-36 says, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. That's something we need to grab a hold of, that we are free in Christ Jesus. We are free. No matter what happens to me, whether here, now, or later, I'm going to be with Him. That's the freedom that I have, that when God says, do something, that I can step out and do it, no matter what the consequences are, I'm still going to be with Jesus.
Amen.
That's the freedom that we have. That's the liberty that we have to be able to stand out and do it. He cannot endure your resistance. James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And that's the whole key. We need to be able to resist what the devil is doing.
That's right.
Praise God.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to resist. I heard this once said, and I think it's very true, that the newest Christian on his knees makes the devil quake more than the old saints. Why? Because the newest Christian, they have more faith to believe what God is going to do for him.
Amen.
There was a man, brand new Christian, he went into some hospital up in the western part of the country, and they cleaned the hospital out because he dared to believe by laying on his hands. He healed everybody. The hospital kicked him out because he was taking away all their business. Why? Because he dared to believe the Word of God.
Right.
See, and he walked in that power and the authority given by God.
That's right.
And that's what we need to do. And when we hang in there, no matter how many times we may fail, and we may fail. I heard one of the great healers of the country said the first time they ever prayed for somebody, the person died. Where was their faith? He said, you know, we didn't give up. It just was God's time to call them home. But they prayed again the next time, and the miracle started happening. We need to know that God has sovereignty over us. God has, He is sovereign. And while we may pray for somebody and something may not happen, but God may have other plans.
Right.
And we need to understand. And the devil will try to put that into your little thing in your mind, that, hey, well, you didn't do good enough, and that type of thing. When it wasn't us, it was God saying, hey, wait a minute. You know, devil, you got no say here. We're persevering. We're carrying on for what God has got for us. If God is for us, who can stand against us? Satan has no power except what we give him. And I dare you to go home tonight and try to roar and swallow at the same time. Because you will find that it's an impossibility. And that's just what the devil's doing. He's roaring. He's making a noise. He's trying to have you change your mind about what you're doing for God. And he's finding out that he can't.
Yeah, right.
God wins out. Jesus wins out. You win out.
Amen.
And you see souls touched for God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.